Here we go. Chester Abbey Church Devotional Podcast.
Choose each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
Well, good morning. Isaiah chapter 46 this morning is where we are. Isaiah 46, reading through the Bible and discussing it. I'm going to pick this up in verse 3 and go through verse 7 of Isaiah 46. Here we go. Listen to me, house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been sustained from the womb, carried along since birth. I will be the same until your old age, and I will bear you up when you turn gray. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will bear and rescue you. Who will you compare me to or make an equal to me? Who will measure me with? Who will you measure me with so that we should be like each other? Those who pour out their bags of gold and weigh out silver on scales. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it into a god. They kneel and bow down to it. They lift to their shoulder and bear it along. They set it in its place and there it stands. It does not budge from its place. They cry out, but it does not answer. It saves no one from his trouble. I think this is an important passage and an important concept in the book of Isaiah, and as you can imagine, if you've been reading with us through the study of Isaiah, the idea of God being a supreme God over and above all the idols of the land, the temptation has always been for humans to worship gods that they can create. It's always been a temptation for the people of God, the Christian church, the people of Israel, to want to capitulate and want to assimilate into the culture around them. And the idea is to begin to adapt and worship and think about other gods of the culture and kind of contextualize and kind of make those things assimilate them and syncretize them into the Christian faith. And what we find here is God constantly reminding his people and reminding us as we read the Bible that there is but one God and one God only, and we are to give him praise. And he says the importance of that here is not only is he going to be the only one praised, but two, the pursuit of gods of this world, the pursuits of the gods of our culture, the pursuits of things that aren't devoted to the Lord is ultimately futile and foolish, right? So he says in the context of Isaiah chapter 46, he says to the people of God, to his nation of Israel, listen, the gods of the nations around you are made out of silver and they're made out of gold. They sit on a shelf. They don't move. They don't have ears. They don't have eyes. They don't have hands. They can't work. They can't act. They don't respond. They don't move off the pedestal upon which they've been set. They're an inanimate object that's been created by some craftsman into some image that the craftsman has in his mind or some collective image that the people have in their mind. But the reality of it is that they are not active and alive. You got a God who is active and alive. We have a God who is active and alive, and he is working constantly to bring about his glory. And so there's no futility in the worship and faithfulness of our God. For as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 regarding the resurrection of Jesus, that we hope in a raised Savior, a Savior who has been raised from the dead. And so our faith is not futile. It's not a waste of time because our God has conquered our great enemy, the dead, but he's also a God who then can do anything and he wishes in our lives. And so he created the universe. He has overcome our great enemy. He has redeemed us by his grace. And in this particular passage in Isaiah 46 we read, he says, I am the same until your old age, from now until your old age. I will bear you up when you turn gray. I have made you. I will carry you. I will bear and I will rescue you. And so the idea is that when we get older, our God is still going to comfort us. When we get down in our luck and the challenges face us, God is still going to be there to carry us through. He's going to rescue us. He's going to bear our burdens for us. And of course, he's referring ultimately through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But you and I know that there have been many points in our lives where God has borne our burdens, and he has walked with us and carried us through and kept us and sustained us. He is the one who has sustained us from the womb. He's carried us along since our birth. The same God who carried us into this world and was there in our creation and there in our younger years will be there in our older years and will carry us until we return home. And so that's the important point of this passage, that our God is a God who is capable because he's alive, he's active, he's conquered the death. He's conquered the dead. He's overcome our great enemy, and he's given us hope in his name. And so there is no other name upon which we ought to call. There is no other place in whom we can find hope in this world. And so our God is different. And I think it's important for us to understand that there is great comfort in realizing that our God is indeed different from all other gods. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of his people, the God who is alive both today and tomorrow. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Take care. You can.